Joining me right now is Coach Joaquin Padilla, head coach for the boys' soccer team at Garden City High School, and just having a great year on this 2012 season, in which that they finished at 15-3 and no ties on the year. They were the Western Athletic Conference champions, but they had so much more in mind and higher goals to take this on to the state tournament. This team seemed to come together and just have a continuous great year all year long. But Coach, as we kind of reflect upon the season after the loss in the South Central Regional Championship game to Derby, a 4-3 loss, double overtime, outstanding game right here at Buffalo Stadium. Quick thought or two about that before we kind of reflect on the season.
Well, you know, I think of the game, the our kids played very, very hard. They got to a point where see who wanted the most. And we kept emphasizing, you know, there was the possibility of really a good possibility going to the state finals if we would win that game, because the next game didn't look as hard maybe as Derby was. But, you know, we played the game and it was overtime. And unfortunately, they scored the final, their winning goal with 2 minutes left in this second overtime. If that had not happened, then we would have went to penalty kicks. They had an excellent goalie. I think the goalie actually saved them from losing the game here. He made four good shots that probably another goalie probably had no chance to get to it. So, but, you know, we had a good season, and I'm proud of the kids, how they play the game, and we just got to get ready to for next time.
Well, exactly. But this team also showed the resilience in this game, too, as well, as you have in many games on the year, because you were down on several games throughout the season. You've been able to come back. Maybe some games that you didn't play quite as well in, but still were able to come back and get the win. You know, you really only lost to ranked teams on the year, with the exception of Liberal on the one Western Athletic Conference loss that you did have, but it didn't affect you with the Western Athletic Conference championship. But here again, you were down in this one, in this championship game, and you found a way to come back.
You know, in the game derby, they got first. We have always wanted to go against the wind. This time we went with the wind behind us, and we did it one other time, and they scored first on us. So we thought this time, you know, maybe the wind will help us out. And, you know, we play both ways. They had the win. We had the win. And after everything was over, we had the same chances. I think we outshot them on the game. But, again, the goalie did an excellent job and kept us from winning.
Well, exactly. But, doggone it, it ends your season at 15-3 and just a great season. As alluded to before we actually got on with this interview, that, you know, you guys had the very first win at the new Buffalo Stadium on this year, and you'd won all throughout the season on your home games, but this was also your first defeat there as well. But a tough, tough Derby team, and again, of course, going on to the state tournament. Let's talk about the Western Athletic Conference Championship and kind of flying through the Western Athletic Conference schools on this year. Your lone loss came to Liberal. That was early on in the season, after you'd lost to one of the games down in the Wichita South Titan Classic at the beginning. Talk about how you guys went into that game, and talk about running through the conference.
Well, you know, on the South tournament, we lost to North. At that time, North was picked to win the City League in Wichita. There was only loss in that. I think the following week, we went to Liberal. On the tournament, we thought we played pretty solid teams. We played Manhattan, which was pretty solid team. We played Emporia also in a tournament, who we played our first game here at home. And then we went to Liberal with, I think, overconfident, and we were not able to come back on that game. But from then on, I thought that we came very, very cohesive, and we played the games. How we played almost all the games, open up the field, and being able to score with our forwards and midfielders. You know, we just played like that the whole the rest of the season, and we were have very good success. And again, on the last game, we tried to do the same thing, and we had some good shots, and, you know, the goalie just didn't let us win.
Coach, it's always tough to say goodbye to your seniors, you know, and every year that is a usual thing. Maybe not so many one year and more another year. This year, you have to say goodbye to 16 of them, but yet you have a great nucleus of underclassmen coming back for next year. And, of course, led by a couple of guys that have just been outstanding for you on the year, and that being Eric Berrigan and David Amaro, but the other guys too as well. Talk about your seniors and what they've meant to this group.
Well, you know, the seniors, they've been playing for a long time together. And, you know, I hope that they gave themselves the opportunity to show what kind of skills they had in the games, and for some, maybe some coaches to see them, and hopefully they go on. You know, the important thing in here is really that they can go above high school. A lot of our kids are don't seem to think or believe themselves that they can go on and go to a college. And that's one thing that we try to preach over and over, you know, that they can do this. And now I hope that by them reaching to the point that we did and having the possibility to go and play, I hope every one of them will take that risk on going on, and not only for soccer, but also for the academics. And I think every one of those kids, they can do it. You know, maybe for some of them would be easier than others, but as far as soccer, I think all of them are very high skill kids, and actually they can go and play in any community college in the state or maybe out of state. But I know there are several of them that already coaches from different community colleges have been looking at them, and I just hope that they decide to go on.
We certainly wish the best for all of those 16 seniors moving on from Garden City High School at the conclusion of this academic year. But, Coach, you had another outstanding year, one of the best in recent years for Garden City High School boys soccer, with that 15-3 mark, Western Athletic Conference champions, and just look to rebuild for next year and, of course, for the spring for the gals coming out as well. Thank you very much for the comments, and congratulations on this season.
Okay, thank you very much.